Tom Clancy, the author, died in 2013, but Tom Clancy, the fiction series powerhouse, is very much alive and well. The continuation of Clancy's thrillers are now in the capable hands of an Alaskan author, Eagle River resident Mark Cameron. A best-selling author in his own right, Cameron has just released his first Clancy book. Power and Empire features Clancy characters President Jack Ryan and his son, Jack Ryan Jr., who works for a secret intelligence agency. Cameron is a retired federal marshal. He says years ago, when he was in law enforcement, he started gathering ideas for his novels.
I just made a lot of notes and kept, being observant along the way. And when I got on with the Marshal Service, I started in my spare time, spent a lot of time traveling and in hotel rooms, and I just decided I was not going to turn on the TV and just started writing and filling up notebooks, and eventually was fortunate enough to get published.
So a year ago, and this sort of sounds like a line from a novel, you're on a beach, you get a phone call. Tell us what happened with that phone call.
So we were, my wife and I were down in Florida researching for a series that I write, and we had taken a little break and we were on the beach. We do a lot of chatting and plotting together and, talking about plots for future books. And I got a phone call, and it was from my literary agent, who she's also been my agent for about 15 years. And she said, Mark, I just want to let you know that the editors from Putnam have called and they want you to write the next Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan book. As a longtime Tom Clancy fan, I did what any writer would do and basically collapsed on the beach and got a bad headache. But
well, Mark, I'm reading the book now. It's incredibly fast-paced, and it's enormous, nearly 600 pages. Mm. Power and Empire features President Jack Ryan and his son, Jack Ryan Jr. Did you have the leeway to say, I'm going to write the book with these characters, or is it more of a story collaboration between you and the Clancy editors? How does that work?
You know, I have a tremendous amount of leeway, but it is collaboration. And Tom Colgan, the editor that I work with at Putnam, he's been Clancy editor for a number of years, way back with Clancy. We bounce ideas off each other, but they give me a tremendous amount of leeway. Of course, the book has to be about Jack Ryan. He is the premier character. But to the extent that I bring in those other characters besides Jack Ryan, President Ryan and Jack Ryan Jr., that's really left up to me and what's called for in the plot.
The book involves international tensions between the U.S. and China, and also has subplots involving human trafficking. Where did you go to do research for? I know that you're big on location researching, mm-hmm. and travel all over the world. Mm-hmm. Where did you go to research Power and Empire?
Well, so my wife and I went to Buenos Aires and spent a couple of weeks there doing some research. Went to Japan. And then a lot of it takes place in Texas, where I grew up, the human trafficking side of things. Yeah, Tom Clancy was a stickler for that sort of detail, and it's often said that if he wrote about a particular rock in Central Park, he wanted a reader to be able to go to Central Park and find that rock. And so when I write about the Recoleta Cemetery, for instance, in a big chase and surveillance scene through Recoleta Cemetery in Buenos Aires, where there's a lot of above-ground crypts, and you can look through little windows and see the coffins and, pictures of the deceased. And it's just a labyrinth of these tiny little 10x8 crypts. And I wanted people to go there and be able to walk through the area where the pursuit and the surveillance occurred.
So often when I have said to friends and colleagues, hey, I know the guy that's writing the next Tom Clancy book. He lives in Eagle River. And they say, well, what do you mean he's writing Tom Clancy books? Where's Tom Clancy? How often do you get that question from people that Tom Clancy is deceased? Are they surprised?
Yeah, pretty much all the time, anytime it comes up. And I've read some of the other reviews of friends that read that wrote Tom Clancy, and some people are just angry that the franchise is carried on. That's their business. But I really think that I personally, before I ever had this gig, really enjoyed the being able to see the characters continue and not die with Tom Clancy. And so that's what I say when people talk about that, that I hope that when people pick it up, they don't think I'm trying to imitate Tom Clancy, because he's inimitable. But I hope that they enjoy seeing the characters continue on.
I know that you're supposedly retired from law enforcement, although I wonder about that, because you clearly have a lot of contacts still within law enforcement, both on the state and federal side. Is Tom Clancy really dead, or is he in hiding with Elvis somewhere, and you're just not telling us?
No, as far as I know, he's passed away. I can't confirm or deny.
Mark Cameron is the new author of the Tom Clancy political thriller series. The book, Power and Empire, was released today.